countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Well, it's been a week of mixed emotions for the people of County Offaly.
The winner of the gold medal and the champion golfer of the year is Shane Lowry.
What can I say? My mum and dad. They sacrificed so much for me when I was younger, and I'm so happy that I can hand them this trophy tonight.
Open champion Shane Lowry has been given a hero's welcome on his return to his hometown.
They came to Clara from all over Offaly and all over the country to honour their Open champion.
And may the love of virtue be their only pride and joy.
It's incredible, but to be able to bring joy to so many people, that's what feels great about it. It's just what a day.
There's concern over the future of hundreds of jobs in the Midlands after On Board Planola blocked an ESB plan to redevelop the Shannon Bridge power station in County Offaly.
The jobs of hundreds of workers on local bogs are now in jeopardy.
Like a lot of us, we've given our lives to the company. Now we're to be thrown in the scrap heap.
Well, from the highs of Shane Lowry's Open Championship win to news of hundreds of jobs losses in Shannon Bridge in Offaly has been the centre of the news feed all week. Joining me now in studio to reflect on, I suppose, what you could call a roller coaster week is journalist, publisher and Clara native PJ Cunningham. Good to see you, PJ.
Thanks, Damien. Good to be here.
You're in Clara on Tuesday because you know the Lowry family very well, don't you?
Sure, I know the Scanlons, the Lowrys. I grew up with them all. I played the Scanlons, good footballers. They bred good footballers in their day, like David Henry, who played for Dublin, Mary Scanlon's son, you know, Gene Henry from Clara, Vincent Henry played in an All-Ireland final. And then on the other side, you have Brendy and Shawnee and Mickey Lowry. Eamon Lowry I played against as well. I remember our battles against them more than the ones with them, because Forban and Clara had a huge rivalry back when I was still trying to throw a leg at a ball in the 80s and 90s.
So the Lowrys were Forban.
Yeah.
And the Scanlons, and Shane's mother was Clara.
Forban were preeminent that time. I think Forban did maybe six in a row, maybe 8 in 10 years. They won a Leinster. And look, I tell you what they had. Like, Brendy Lowry, Matt Connor was talking to him a couple of weeks ago, and Matt made the point. You see, Matt was the probably greatest footballer of all time, and, you know, struck down tragically at 24 when you consider it in those terms.
He had an accident in
But Matt made a point as talking to him about Seamus Darby, and he made a point that it was only when Brendy Lowry came in to the Offaly set-up in 1980, that Offaly won the Leinster that year, got to the All-Ireland final in 81. That's the one where Brendy reckons himself he'd love to play again. It was the one match he didn't do himself justice in. And then in 82, people seem to forget, like, Brendy kicked 4 points. Now, the first point was disallowed. It wasn't his fault. He kicked it from about 45 yards out. But Brendy Lowry was Accurate. You know, it was his middle name, Brendan Accurate Lowry. And Shane has the very same. I watched Shane when he was young, like, growing up. We had a thing called the Brother Urban League in Clara. Now, if I mention a few names, Ricey Scully, who we talked about off here, PJ Ricker, Ginger Stewart, Mick Sheridan, these lads did something for the local community. They got the under 7s, 8, 9s, 10s, 11 playing street leagues every Wednesday night. And I used to drive down from Bray, bring me young lads down. We used to have great sport down there. And Shane Lowry, as long as Shane, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, didn't have to move. He was dead accurate. Once the ball went into his hands, it was over the bar, it was in the back of the net. But seemingly up in the pitch and putt club, he was the very same. He was absolutely awesome, you know. Then sometimes you need the stars to align, and the stars aligned brilliantly when Esker Hills opened in the mid-90s. Can't remember if it was 95 or 96. Shane was 8 or 9. And then with Brendy being sports mad, Frank and Emmy, his grandparents, being sports mad, Shane forgot about school. You know, Mitch in school became almost something that you needed to do to become a good golfer. And he was out there night and day. And because of that then, he grew into, you know, being the serious golfer.
He said in an interview yesterday that his father, Brendan, borrowed money to buy him a set of golf clubs.
Absolutely.
And he wouldn't have been well off now.
No. No, like, and that's why he's so well grounded. You know, I don't know if you heard Emmy Scanlon during the week.
I did with Joe, yeah.
The one thing I was saying, you know, the way some sports people get ahead of themselves. I was just thinking in particular of Nick Faldo, and I said to myself, "Geez, if only Nick Faldo had a couple of weeks with Emmy up in Kilcorsey, he'd have been as popular as Shane is now."
Or Colin Montgomery.
Those sort of fellas, yeah. I tell you, they could have done with a bit of the Emmy treatment.
Yeah. You know, there's an interaction here between the bad news this week, and we can't forget that, you know, news on the evening of the homecoming that. You know, potential job losses. If you're not from Offaly, I don't think people actually get the significance of Bord na Mona and the ESB going back generations.
You're absolutely right. I mean, only for Bord na Mona and only for the ESB. You know, Lamass back in the 30s or 40s said there's gold in the bogs of Ireland. And that was a brave statement to make when a snipe couldn't live down there. But what they did was they sustained a county, in fact, more than a county, because Longford was involved, you know, parts of Galway were involved, Roscommon were involved, probably Westmeath, little bits along the Shannon there, East Galway, all those places, but particularly Offaly. I mean, Offaly, look, we wouldn't have won All-Irelands in 82. Seamus Darmy worked in Derry Green. The Fitzgeralds came from Ballyver. You know what I mean? The hurlers were the same. The ESB, Brendy Lowry worked in the ESB for years. What those semi-state companies did was they sustained a county. Mm. They kept people living there. They kept families living there. Like, you have Father McVerry here in Dublin trying to stop homelessness. Now you have on board Planola almost working in the situation. That's all right in practice. Now let's see how life works in theory. I mean, that's, you know, to say that hundreds of jobs this week are put at risk, and that's affects thousands of people through families and through people who
We are in changed times in terms of the bogs.
In fairness to Bord na Mona, what they're trying to do is they're trying to go from where peat burning was something to be pushed, and governments did it. Like, we had the rural electrification, which was really way ahead of its time. Then we had the peat. Like, the peat sustained the ESB, the peat burning, and now they're trying to go the opposite, the biodiversity. And look, There's complaints the government didn't do enough. Now, the governments, and that goes back to successive governments since 2009, 2010, they're trying to get us back on our feet, which they've done. Maybe we weren't as good at biodiversity as we, in theory, we should be. Maybe, I don't know, Bord na Mona and ESB, but to say that we're not going to go ahead with this plant now, like, it's like a death knell. The snipes will be very, very healthy down there, but there'll be no humans left because there'll be no jobs.
So we might not have had Shane Lowry if only for the ESB, because Brendan probably, there would have been no other employment
there. The Lowrys
came
back from England, because there was work in Offaly. Like, hundreds and thousands of other families, like, in the 50s and coming into the 60s. So we're given the opportunity, thanks to the fact that there were power stations, thanks to the fact that there was work right across Offaly, right across the Midlands. And for that to happen meant, look, should they even built villages and towns themselves?
So the whole road in County Offaly, everybody was involved in
built, like, there, you know, the houses were provided so that people could sustain themselves in particular areas. And look, Offaly is a very, very proud county, as everybody knows. We all walked a foot taller earlier this week on footage Shane's exploits. And then there was this bad news coming on the same evening. And, like, it's very crestfallen to see that this may be a situation where... Now, I know I met Barry Cowan, actually, in the streets of Clara on Tuesday, and Barry was leaping with the result. And I saw where Dennis Nocton, who had been the minister, he was saying it was going to wipe the place out. So, look, the politicians who are in power now, they have to just get the finger out. Look, they did it before in the 40s and 50s. Like, all politicians of all hues back then had great prescience to say, no, we're not going to treat this as a swamp. We're going to treat this as something that is a little gold nugget that can be turned into sustainable jobs. And the same can be done, not burning peat, but by having it as the centre of the new way for climate change.
Biomass. Not be importing it. Just briefly, you mentioned Barry Cowan there. I know you're very friendly with the Cowan family as well, and you're very close, obviously, to Brian and Mary Cowan. Can we ask you, how is Brian? What happened there? Is he okay? Or?
Yeah, well, look, Brian, the news was very, very bad 2 weeks ago, but Brian is a fighter, and you know, Mary and Maeve and Sinead and obviously Christy and Barry and his mother May, they've been at his bedside non-stop. And the word coming back is that he is improving. It's slowly, but it's significant. And there was a great, like, and again, it shows you the grounded nature of Shane Lowry. The first thing he said the other night down in Clare in the Green was that he was thinking of Brian Cowan. Okay. And when you have a guy who is on top of the world, that can think of somebody who's just after
who
coming
was there
back
for his Irish Open win, but he is, Brian Cowan is making progress, you're saying.
Brian is making progress, thank God. And Brian would have been there and would have enjoyed the Tuesday night more than anybody, I'd say.
All right, okay. Well, PJ, thanks very much indeed for just giving us a snapshot of, you know, a week as an Offaly man and a week as a Clara man and the ups and downs of it. And I know you're working with Seamus Darby on a book, and we hope to chat to Seamus soon on the programme as well. It's always good to talk to you. That's PJ Cunningham there, publisher with Ballpoint Press and former sports editor in The Independent and The Sunday Tribune.